Look to the Gemara in Lamed Tesamid Aleph. Lo rotsa litein lo b'matana mahu. So Mishnah says in Shvius, when Shvius comes in, so the Esrog is Kodesh, the Lulav, and the Gemara will discuss whether it has Kedusha, but it surely doesn't have Kedusha when Shvius comes in. And so too the Hadassim surely don't have Kedusha, and the Arava never has Kedusha. So the Mishnah says that you should give the get the person to give you the Esrog as a present. This way you're not giving him Dmei Shvius. Talking where you're buying it from an Amoritz. Versus Lo Rotzalitin Lo Matana, what if the Amoritz won't give you the Esrog as a present? Omer Avhunda, Mavliya Le Dmei Esrog Belulav. So then you're Mavliya, the cost of the Esrog in the Lulav. Rashi says, Mavliya Le Dmei Esrog Belulav, Yimkor Lulav Biyoker, Achiitin Lo Esrog Matana. So Rashi says it's a different kind of Havla than normally. Most Rishonim learn it's a regular Havla. Meaning you pay for the Esrog and the Lulav at the same time. But you don't differentiate between which money is which. And since you're paying it all at the same time, that's called Havlah, and the money of the Esrog isn't Nikr, and that's okay. Rashi learns that you sell the Lulav alone for an additional price, and that way you convince the guy to give you the Esrog for free. So you're not paying for the Lulav and the Esrog together where you can't differentiate between the prices. That's normal Havlah. Havlah is like Shabbos. Can't pay for Shabbos specifically. So you pay for Shabbos together with the rest of the week, but you're paying for Shabbos. Except you give a one big, payment where you can't differentiate between what's Shabbos payment, what's a during the week payment. But here Rashi learns Havlah means you're paying for the Lulav alone, and the Esrog you're still getting for a present, but you're hiking up the price of the Lulav. Morris says, "V'leisiv lebehedya." What's the problem altogether? Why can't you pay for the esrog? With isha'ein mosim to make pay reshvius lam ha'aretz. The reason is that you're not allowed to give money that has kedusha shvius to an am ha'aretz. The tanya ein mosim to make pay reshvius lam ha'aretz. Yosim mosim shalos sudos. They were matter to give money to an Am Ha'aretz that has Kedusha Shvius up to the amount of that cost three meals, the cost of three meals. Because that's already Kedei Chayev. Didn't want to do something that would affect his livelihood. And since he may need three meals for Shabbos, and that you can do it during the week too. That much they weren't Gozer. But more than that, not. Now Rashi learns, we'll see one second, why can't you buy an esrog during Shvius with Hesh Kedusha Shvius? So the Gemara says, Rashi learns it's a din of schora. Torah said you can only eat Peiros Shvius, you can't do business with it. She called Peiros Shvius chayovan lisbayr b'shvius, heim udemehem, v'lo shiyaso b'em schoroso, l'hatzni alachar Shvius l'hashem. You have to use up Shvius during Shvius, not save it for later to make profit on. The Amei Ha'aretz chashud malkach. And Amei Ha'aretz are chashud that they'll save up the money, not use it during Shemitah to buy things that are edible or whatever and eat it b'kedusha Shvius. They'll save it and make profit on it later. V'fichach ein mosum lehem domim, likach mehem klum b'domim. The ka'over alif ne'iver, if you can't buy anything, right, and give them money that will become Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius, because when you buy something that has Kedusha Shvius, the money becomes Kodesh also B'Kedusha Shvius. And you can only use it to buy things that are edible. And if you cause by buying it, you give him money that's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius, and you know that he's going to use it the wrong way, then you're over Lifnei Yivar L'Sitei Michshol. So that's how Rashi learns. Pashtus Rashi means that there's an Isser Schora here. It's not so simple. But for our purposes, that's how the simple idea of Rashi is, that it's an Isser Schora. Tosus asks on that, and he says, not true. You're allowed to sell Peiros Shvius. Schora is only where you, gathered it in order to sell it. That's called Schora. But if somebody else gathered it, right, a person gathers something, gives it his son to sell, Peiros Shvius, you could sell Peiros Shvius. You'd rather buy Peiros Shvius. Right, to do with them what's proper. So Tosfos learns that the Isser over here is not Schora. The Isser is not the Schora. The Isser is that you are, one second, Remember what Tosa says, yeah? Tosa says, Tosa says the reason is pashut because you're giving dmei shviyas to an am ha'aretz who's going to misuse them, not because of the ikar schora, because of the second reason, because you're giving him money that he's going to misuse, not because the ikar schora is awesome. Okay, second thing that Rashi says. Okay, Rashi seems to say you need both reasons. Okay. Okay, but they weren't gozer in either case when it comes to what's called mazon shalva sudas. Okay, the immasar, what if you did end up giving money to an am ha'aretz that now has kedusha shvius? So yomar haremos halalu yumecholon aperish eshi b'sof desi. You should exchange that money that you gave to the am ha'aretz, even though it's not in your hands anymore, but it's a knas, so you can, it works, even though it may not work halachically, kinyan-wise. You say the money I gave him should be exchanged for fruit that I have in the house. And the kedusha and the money should go on the fruit. And the money then becomes not kodesh b'kedusha shviyas, and the fruit becomes kodesh in its place. That's halacha of shviyas. Shviyas, if you exchange something with kedusha shviyas, so the first thing remains kodesh, and the thing you exchange it for is kodesh. If you exchange that for something, the first thing still remains kodesh, and the thing that you, what's it called, exchanged it for originally now becomes chol, and the new thing becomes kodesh. It's always tofesis domav, it takes the place of the thing before it, except for the original thing. The original payers remain kodesh forever. If you exchange them, the first exchange becomes kodesh. If you exchange that first exchange with the second thing is kodesh, the first thing becomes chol. So here you exchange the payers for money, the money became kodesh. The payers were still kodesh, the esrog still kodesh, b'kedush shvius. You now have money of an esrog, that's kodesh. But if you exchange that money for other fruit, then the fruit becomes kodesh b'kedusha shviyas, and the money becomes chulin. So that's what he's doing. He's exchanging the money that he gave to the am ha'aretz for fruit that he has in his house, and the fruit now becomes kodesh b'kedusha shviyas, and the money becomes chulin.
That has to be fruit that's not kodesh b'kedusha
shviyas. Right, right, exactly. Okay. Ba'ochlam b'kedusha shviyas, and he then eats those peiros that were chulin with now with regular kedusha shviyas, because the kedusha of the money was chal on them. Now the Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim." When is this halacha apply that you can give or buy kedusha shviyas from an am ha'aretz up till 3 sudas, not more than that, but up to that, yes. B'lokech min amufker. If you bought Peirush Shviyas from an Am Ha'aretz who was mafker his field, so then we're not choshed so much that he's also going to go and use the money the wrong way, or he's going to do schora with it, or whatever the problem is. We're not afraid that it's going to come to the problem, because anyway you see that he deals with Shviyas properly, he's mafker his field. Ava b'lokeach min ha'mishumer, but if you see that the Am Ha'aretz doesn't keep Shemitah, He guards his field, connected the halacha, right? Afilu b'kachatzi iser aser. Then even a chatzi iser, the chazonish chatzi iser is half a suda. In other words, even a half a suda is aser. Anything is aser. Some learn that it's dafka up to the chatzi iser, but others learn it means anything is aser.
Why is it mashma that his field that he
massive?
From any field.
What?
Why is that to be his field? These
no, if you see that he's Shomer, his Peiros, then it's what's it called, then you see that he's not giving Shemitah, then you have to be Choshesh. Then you can't even buy Shalosh Sudas. Then you can't give him money even for Shalosh Sudas. Rashi. Okay. Yehei Mechulalin. V'im Maser, Sheshachachu Maser. Well, if by mistake, you gave the Am Ha'aretz money that became Kedusha Shviyas. Yomer Chover Zeh Shemasarlo, so the Chover should say, Mos Halolo Shemasarti Lam Oretz Zeh, the Chol Aleim Kedusha Shviyas, the money I gave to the Am Oretz, that Kedusha Shviyas took effect on it. Kinamrin Lekamon Shviyas Tofeses Domeh B'Kedushasa Mikroi, we learn that from Psukim, that that the things that you exchange for Shemitah also become Kaddish Mekdusha Shviyas, the way that I explained. You mecholol na peirush sheish misolbeisi. Sheinam shel Shviyas. You have peirus that are not Kaddish Mekdusha Shviyas, so you exchange the Kedusha of the money on those peirus. The Yikonsu ha-peirus Kedusha tachteyam. And the peirus now take the place of the money with Kedusha Shviyas. Uba chavar zeva ochel osom ha-peirus Kedusha Shviyas. The chaver then eats those peiros b'tusha shviyas, achilu shtiyo v'sicha, v'hadlokas saner. What can you do with kedusha shviyas? You can eat it, drink it. You know, those things that are specifically made for putting on your body, you're allowed to put on your body. You're allowed to use it for lighting candles. What's it called? Any hanoah, we'll see. The Gemara's going to discuss what kind of hanoah is mutter by kedusha shviyas, but you're allowed to use it for that. Shehein hanos hamutaris bohen kin mefarish m'secha shviyas. Those are the hanos that are mutter to use things that have kedusha shviyas. B'med dvarim amurim d'mozim gimel sudas miyam mosrim b'lokeach min amufker. When are you allowed to give an am ha'aretz money that will become kaddish b'kedusha shviyas up till three sudas? Shera chaver zeh shenilketu peiros halolo b'sod amufker. He saw that the am ha'aretz gathered these peiros from a field that he was mafker. Shein amoritz ze shomro. The amoritz is not shomer his peiros keneged the din. He doesn't disregard Shemitah. You see that he keeps Shemitah at least legabe hefker peiros. Hoil veloro inu choshud mutter lom somat. Since we didn't see that he disregards Shemitah, he's choshud ala Shemitah, therefore, even though it's mistaber that he's not going to keep Shemitah and use this money properly, so we don't want to be overlifnei either, but kedei chaya, for three meals, they were matir. Avalo harbe shalote eino tzor alatzniyot. Don't give him too much to give him the chance of using it and saving the money and using it for schora. Avalokeach min ha-mishumer, shesodazu haisa mishumeres, Begeder u'pesach no. If we see that he locked up his field during Shemitah and he kept people out and he disregarded Shemitah, zen nechshad le'inyan sheino mafker lanim, then we're what's it called choshed that this person is not mafker his peiros. He's disregarded Shemitah completely. D'chsivi ochlu evyon li'amecha v'harama hi shemochron al yad al yad. And lamaisa, he's treating peiros shviyas as regular peiros. He's selling them. What's it called? He's trying to fool us by selling them little by little. But his intention is to sell them regular. But he knows that people aren't going to buy it during Shemitah, so he sells Mazon Shalos Sudas at a time. Then you can't even buy Mazon Shalos Sudas. That's how Rashi learns. Tosus learns that the reason is not because if he took it from a Sada Meshumer, that he was Shomer, that we're choshed him. Not the reason. Tosa says the reason is it doesn't make a difference whose field it is. But if the peiros came in Hashomer, they're usher to eat. You're not allowed to eat peiros shviyas that somebody was Shomer. Shomer v'neva. This is the machlokas we've shown him, whether Shomer v'neva is usher or not. Right? It's usher to be Shomer peiros shviyas. If you were Shomer them, did the peiros become usher or not? Tosa says, yeah, they're usher. And therefore, if you saw that the Amharits took it from a field that's Shomer, you can't buy it because you can't eat it. Right, and even if you want to buy it for other things, not Osir Bahanah, it's only Osir Bahchila. But you're not allowed to buy it, what's it called? Because it's Osir to eat. And Rashi learns that Al Shomer is okay, just that if we know that he's Shomer his field, we're choshed that he's going to use the money wrongly, and then you can't even buy Mazon Shalos Sudas. Okay. So that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And that's the Makor of the Shaila, whether Shomer Venevet is Osir or not. Gemara says, min ha-mufker gimel sudas v'sulo. And if it's, so we're saying now, if it's min ha-shomer, you can't buy anything. If it's min ha-mufker, you can buy up to three sudas from an amoret. Gemara says, only three sudas and no more. V'ramini, ha-pigim, v'harivozin, v'hashitin, v'chaglugos, v'kuzber, shebahorin, v'hakarpa, shebenahoros, v'hagargir, shel efer, p'turim min ha-maiser. All these things are things that grow wild and people do not store them up and deal with them in a way that's choshev. They're all like hefker things. Pigum, they're all, Rashi says, pigum is asif shekorim ruda. It's kind of grass. A herb, an herb. Hirbozin, the Loshan Ashkenaz, the Kanroli Udlis, the Hinasovim, the Taimim Karvlu Lovi Gifonim. They're like vines. Vashitin is Isparosh, min yerek, certain kind of vegetable. The chalaglugos, the kuzber shalhorim, is oleandry, right, which grows in the mountains, which is not choshev, grows wild. Aval kuzber shalgina choshevu, kuzber that grows, people cultivate in their gardens, that is choshev, that people do guard and whatever. So that doesn't grow hefker. Vakarpa shalnarosh, you call him balaz krishon, right, that's the carpus is celery that grows wild. It's not choshev. But the ones that you cultivate are choshev. The eshomer carpus afia, the chen shamati, aval nirashena gedela bin naharos. Right, that kind, whatever afia is, doesn't grow by what's it called, by swamps. Vagargar shal afer, right, orogo, hagdela ba'ochu, something else that grows in a swamp. Aval shogina choshevu. So all these things are pturim in amaiser b'chol hashanim. Not on Shvius, during the year, every year. Kidim a forest time, Moshe ain't kiyotsu ben nishmer. Because Meiser is only chayev on something that's not hefker. But if it's hefker, nobody, it grows wild and it's hefker. These things, nobody cultivates them. They all grow wild, so they're hefker. She'ain chashuvan abriyosu mafkirin osu makol. They're not important, and therefore people don't cultivate them to keep them. If they grow, they're hefker. The hefker potter ma Meiser. Hefker is potter from Meiser. Deceive ubo halevi ke'ein lo chelik v'nachlimoch. You only have to give Meiser from something that the Levi doesn't have as much ownership as you do it. So it's not Hefker. But if it's Hefker, the Levi has as much ownership in it as you do, therefore you don't have to give him Meiser. Yotza Hefker, or Leket Shich Peya, Sheesh Lo Chelik Imoch. You don't have to take off Meiser from Leket Shich and Peya because the Ani, the Levi, can come and take it himself too. V'nikochem yikol odem b'shvius, let's go back to the Gemara. And not only is it potter from Meiser, but during Shvius you were allowed to buy that from anyone, because it surely was Hefker. According to Rashi, since it was Hefker, we're not, if he has these things, we're not choshed that he took them min ha-meshumer and he's disregarding Shemitah. According to Tosfos, they're not min ha-meshumer for sure, because they're Hefker. Everybody's mafker these things. So they're not usher to eat because of min ha-meshumer. Lefi she'en kiyotze b'hen nishmer. Because none of these varieties are ever watched, guarded, they're always hefker. So who mosif lo avum faras? So we see from here that you're allowed to take them. It doesn't say any limit. You can take them from an amar, it's mashma, without any limit, not just three meals. Gemara says no. It means bichdei mon. It means three meals, not more. The chain omer rabba bar chana rabbi yochanan bichdei mon, as much as the mezonos, as much as three meals. Omer Rabba Bar Chanan Bar Yochanan, Bichdei Mon Shonu, My Mash Medahai Mon Lishna De Mezone. Why is the word Mon mean Mezonos? Right, you see, Vayiman Lohem Hanelech. Right, so it means, what's it called? He divided them with food. So the word Mon, in fact in the Torah it says Monhu, they said it's Mazon, we don't know exactly what it is, but we know it's some kind of food. Monos, that's why Shalach Monos is food parcels. Okay, Rashi. When he kochem mikolam b'shvius, the alpha gav the shvius noheges b'mufkarim. Even though shvius kedusha shvius is chal even on hefker things, right? So it's not because it's not kodesh kedusha shvius. Mipnei she'en kiyotze ben nishmar v'havi l'lokech min amufkar. Because these things are automatically hefker. Nobody watches them, so therefore you're not choshed that the amaretz was disregarding shmita with these things. The alpha gav the lo yadinin be'bahai devadei hefker. Even though we're not sure this person was mafkarit. We're machzik that he taka was mafker. And this Rashi is a little bit mashma. It's machlokas rishonim, later rishonim, whether shviyas you have to be mafker your field, or it's automatically hefker. Right? Let's say a person wasn't mafker his field. Does his tvua then have kedusha shviyas or not? Right? According to the, what's it called, some rishonim, it's afkata de malka. It's hefker no matter what. According to some, the Torah said you have to be mafker. If you weren't mafker, it's not hefker. And you have to take off tumas and maestros even. So from Rashi's mashma, that even though these things are kedusha shviyas and they're hefker automatically, but we don't know for sure this guy was mafkerit. So mashma that in addition to it having the halacha that has to be hefker, you have to be mafkerit. Could be Rashi means that the person, we don't know if the person treated it as hefker. We don't know for sure he treated it as hefker, but we can assume he did. Not that he had to be mafkerit. Shvius is hefker no matter what. But you can treat it as if it's not hefker, and then you're choshed on Shvius. So here, we're not sure this guy didn't treat it as hefker, right? But Lamaisa, we can assume he did, because most people treat these things as hefker anyway, any year. So, mechaskin and lebahachi, dein derech l'shomram. L'fichach mosin l'demeyem, v'lo chashdin and leishyatzniyem l'schora. And therefore, the way Rashi learns, you can buy from him, give him money, and we're not afraid that he'll use the money for schora, because these things anyway aren't important to him. Alme belokech min amufker masrinin tuva. You see, there's no limit here. Just that you're allowed to take from him, mashma, unlimited. And we said that you can only take from an Amma Aretz, even from Hamufkar, only Sholos Tuvos. Dove Nikochin Tani Mashma Filu Tuva. Mar says, no, Nikochin means Bichdei Mon. Bichdei Mezonos of Shanu Di Nikochin. You can buy it as enough that's three Sudas. Vahanga Sholos Sudas. Vayimen Lema Melech, Bitzorche Suda Mishtoi Krobe Daniel. The Pasuk of Daniel speaking about that the Melech gave them food. Vayimen Amelech Vayifarnis Amelech. The Melech provided them with their food. Okay. Ihachi, the Gemara says, Lulav Nami, then why can you buy the Lulav? The Lulav is also Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius. That's the next sugya we'll see. Why a Lulav can be Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius? What do you use a Lulav for that can have Kedusha Shvius? Right? So Gemara says, no. Lulav Bar Shisha Sanichnash. We're talking about the beginning of Shemitah. So the Lulav was Nechnat in Shishis. And trees go after Chanata. So the lulav is not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius because it's Shishis. Right? And the same thing if you hold from the Hadassim could have Kedusha Shvius. They also are Nechnat in Shishis. So they have no Kedusha. Right? So their lulav bar Shishis are Nechnus of Shviusu. So Mar says, Yehoch Yesrug Nami. That's the case. The Yesrug also was Nechnat in Shishis. And it shouldn't have Kedusha Shvius. Right? Yesrug Nami bar Shishis are Nechnus of Shviusu. Gemara says, no, Esrog Basar Lakitas Linon. Right? The Esrog is different than other fruits. Other fruits you go when it was Nechnat. So if it was Nechnat and Shishis, it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. But an Esrog you go on when you plucked it. And if you plucked it during Shemitah, even though it was Nechnat and Shishis, it has Kedusha Shvius. That's the halach of an Esrog. Okay, Rashi. Ihachi dein mosin de meshvius lam arts lulav nami lo nazmi nei. You can't buy the lulav either. Shaf bol noeg shvius. Lulav has also kedusha shvius. The time for us to come on, the Gemara will explain later what the kedusha shvius and a lulav is. Mashani lulav bar shishis anichmus le shviusu. Kal korchet bechamishosar yom shem Rosh Hashanah ad achag lo godl. This lulav didn't grow in 15 days between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. The kaim alon ilin basar chanotas linabe. Trees go after the chanota. Okay? And therefore, the chanata of this branch was definitely in Shishis. Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Esrog Basar Lakita Azlinan. Decholak Mishari Lanos. Vedino Ki Yerek. Shaholchu Bo Basar Lakita. An esrog is different than other fruits. Trees, the fruit of the tree. Even though other fruits of the tree you go after chanata, here you go after Lakita. Because it's like a Yerek. The halacha is by vegetables that it doesn't go from when it grew, but when you gathered it. Okay, well, if it wasn't finished completely before you gathered it. Shaholchu basar lakita mishum degadol al kol mayim. Because vegetables need to be irrigated. So therefore you don't go by the chanata, you go when you gathered it. Kedamrinim b'Rosh Hashanah. Utvua v'ilonis g'deil namei g'shamim. However, grain and other fruit trees grow on rainwater. So the rainwater of the previous year is what made it grow. So whenever the chanata was, that's the year that it's considered for maishas. But an esrog gadol al kol mayim. But an esrog won't grow only on rainwater. It has to be irrigated. Shemashkin also tamid ki yerek. You have to constantly water it like a vegetable. Kinamrina perakam edushin. So therefore, the esrog was given the halacha of a yerek, and the kedusha is when it is plucked. You see from here, though, that Lechora, the Rosh Hashanah of trees, is not Tu B'Shvat when it comes to Shvius. For all other halachas, the Rosh Hashanah of trees is Tu B'Shvat. Chanota before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat determines which year it is. But over here, it's Mashma at least, that the Chanota of the Esrog or the Lulav depends before Rosh Hashanah. If it was Nechnat before Rosh Hashanah, then it's what's it called? It's not Kedusha Shvius by a Lulav or by other fruit. And if it was Nechnat after Rosh Hashanah, that is, even before Tu B'Shvat, and even after Tu B'Shvat of the previous year. So there's a sheet in Rishonim, we'll see tomorrow, that holds that for Shvius also, it depends on Tu B'Shvat, and this Gemara seems to be a big question on that.